Welcome to the Daily Flow. Please welcome your host, John Coleman.
Welcome, everyone. Here today, we're going to talk about work item types and service level expectations in Kanban. So I want you to imagine that you've got a workflow and imagine visualization where there's a backlog. There's lots of items in the backlog. We can maybe imagine there's different types of work going on, blue work and yellow work in this case. There's some to-do column where we're confirming to a customer that we're going to start something. And then we're actually doing the work. Maybe we have two in progress states, in progress one and in progress two. And then we're basically shipping what we've done to our customer. And then we're reviewing some outcomes. So that'd be the workflow that we're going to talk about today. On this workflow, not only are there blue items and yellow items, but imagine also there's some red items, different types of work on the system. You can have a number of started points and finished points on a workflow. In this case today, just imagine we've only got one. And the started point is the border between backlog and to-do. And the finished point is the border between shipped and review outcomes, because we care about outcomes. You could even argue we should even be doing it later than that, getting the feedback, seeing what's going on, and so forth. In Kanban, it's possible to have a service level expectation. Not only is it possible, you should have a service level expectation on the board. So when one new item starts, based on either an initial guess or based on statistics, on performance, we should be able to say with some kind of percentage, I usually go with 85% because it's between 70 and 100. 85% of the time when we start an item, it's finished in, 8 days or less, something like that. So you could actually have an SLE for the entire board of 8 days or less, 85% of the time. I do a lot of work in non-software, have been working in non-software since 2018 in particular. And one of the things that I've noticed is I get comments from people that some work is different to others. And it's quite a strong message that people are giving me that some work is different to others. And what I also noticed was that when I tell people, let's say on this imaginary board, that you've got an item and imagine the item, imagine the item is actually, the red item, let's say it's 4 days old. That might actually not look too bad on the board because it's 8 days or less, 85% of the time. It's in the second last column on the board, say it's 4 days, it might be okay. But actually, that work item type might typically take less. And in this example, I have come up with a service level expectation for each work item type. You don't have to use work item types. It's optional. I find them very useful. I find them useful from the point of view is it stops me from losing the audience because people kind of gloss over when we're trying to treat everything like they're all apples, when maybe there's some oranges and grapes in there as well. Even if statistically there's some kind of an argument to be made, psychology doesn't really work. So what I tend to do now is put an SLE on the board for the different work item types. Because if you have a red item, and let's say the red item has a service level expectation of 3 days or less, and that's 4 days old, that's a bit of a problem. Because this item is, it's taking longer than 85% of items before. And it's in danger of being late. It's not even in the last column. So when you look at it in that lens, it's much more useful. In addition to that, you could have on each work item on the board that's in the system, you could report progress in terms of how is that item doing against its own service level expectation. You could, if you wanted to, have some kind of progress bar under each of these saying, well, for this type of an item, for a yellow item, for example, that takes 10 days or less, how far through its SLE has it gone so far? Kanbanize is a new feature that does that exactly, and I find it very, very useful. And so what you can see on the card itself, there would be a progress bar like underneath it. I don't have imagine there was a green color on it that you kind of show that it's kind of made this much progress through its service level expectation, but there's still a bit to go. And you could even have it going red as well if it was gone way beyond that. So what I want to leave you with today is the idea that work item types can be useful. And when you use work item types, don't miss the opportunity of having a service level expectation per work item type. I noticed with a lot of teams, they struggle to check the analytics, to look at the charts, to see how they're doing. And if you can manage to bring the analytics to the board, it's half the battle. If someone can see that a red item that's 4 days old is actually very late for that type of an item, it might get a different reaction from the team. They might realize, oh, hang on a second, oh, only 3 in 20 items are as slow as this. So maybe we need to do something about this. I'd like to say one other thing about service level expectations. While my preference is the 85th percentile, looking at the data, looking at a cycle time scatter plot of all the cycle times of the work and so on, you could draw a ruler around, say, the 85th percentile and say, that's my SLE for the 85th percentile. But if your 95th percentile was actually double that, what I tend to do in that case is I also publish the 95th percentile on the board, because it could actually be misleading. People might think they're okay, it's fine, but actually, if the 95th percentile is double the cycle time of the 85th percentile because of so much unpredictability in the system, that's useful information. So if you can show that not only item blown the 85th percentile, but it's also blown the 95th, I think that makes people wake up and smell the coffee a little bit. So, work item types and service level expectations. A really nice little thing to have on your Kanban board. Hopefully you're blessed enough to have some kind of tool that allows you to do this automatically. There are some other add-on tools that you can get in the market as well that might help you. If you use a physical board, it should be fairly straightforward to do something like this. Just again on work item types, they are optional. The reason I use work item types is to reduce anxiety of the people using the board and to help people to feel more comfortable with the charts and the statistics that I might be showing to them. We do have to strike a balance between looking at the metrics and having a bit of fun. I'll do an episode on that later in the week where I talk about sterility, agility. You have to be careful that you don't bash people over the head with these service level expectations, work item aging charts, to the extent that people are actually losing interest. You need to deal with the human factors as well. But as long as you're not kind of overplaying this card too much, I'd highly recommend that you think about having service level expectations for work item types on your boards. That's my nugget for today. I want to thank you very much for joining and enjoying the level of engagement so far. Thank you very much.
Got a question for us? Leave a voice message at anchor.fm/dailyflow/message, and we'll feature it as well as provide you with an answer.